This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, my name's Simon Smart. Good to have you with me. I'm speaking with Toby Hall, the CEO of Mission Australia, one of the leading charities in this country. Mission Australia is involved in a whole host of areas, but one of the big areas is in employment. Now, I'm told, Toby, that you have 55,000 people on your books.
That's pretty spot on. That's about the number.
Is that about right? Who are unemployed, and you help 200 people a day to get into some form of work. Why is this an area you're interested in?
Look, we fundamentally believe that work works for people. The reality is that we were made to be productive. We were made to be engaged and to be doing things. And what we see is that when people don't have a purpose, things can fall apart very quickly. In fact, not looking at the unemployed that we all talk about, but looking at the professionals who lost their jobs in the global financial crisis, many within 6 months started to get depression. And the reason why is they weren't productive, they didn't have purpose, they didn't have a hope of a difference ahead. And that says to us that work is absolutely vital for individuals. It's important for their children to see them working. It's important for our community. So we're passionate about work.
What are some of the complexities that keep people in the ranks of the unemployed? Are there cycles and patterns that people find it hard to get out of?
Yeah, there's some huge issues. So literacy and numeracy can be a really big problem. And what we've found in recent years is there's a number of people who have lost work in manufacturing. And when they've gone to do interviews, all of a sudden they've got to use computers, they've got to do more writing than they've had to do before, and they've spent their whole life without literacy or numeracy skills, and suddenly they've been asked to use them, and they flounder. So giving those people those skills back is absolutely vital. So that's one key issue. Often you have people who have got out of the cycle of understanding what work is about. And often you've got children who grow up in environments where no one else works. So mum and dad don't work, their uncles and aunties don't work, they just don't see work around them. And they don't get the, I have to be somewhere at 9 o'clock and I've got to be there all day, and if my boss says you've got to do something, I've got to go and do it. Because it's not part of their life, it's not part of their routine. So what we have to do with them is actually explain, this is what the workforce is like, this is what you have to expect. And we actually run some special training for very challenged kids to bring them in gently to a safe workplace environment so they can get used to it, and then place them employers after that. That's a major challenge. Often training as well. If you've been in a certain career for a number of years, that might have just disappeared. So a lot of manufacturing jobs just gone. And it's then saying, well, what can I retrain in? What skills have I got? So we find that generally speaking with people, it's saying, let's give them the skills that they need to do the job. Let's make sure that they understand what working is all about. Those are big barriers that we have to overcome.
You've been in the news calling on a tightening of the rules around who gets unemployment benefits, and saying the system's too soft and so on. That sounds a bit harsh for a Christian charity. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I think from a Christian point of view, I don't think that there is a concept in creation that we don't participate. And I think from a perspective of the people who engage in with us, the reason we say this stuff is because what is fed back to us from the people we work with at the front line is that the routine of being engaged is something which has helped them move back into work. The participation, which is to say that, and these are not tough rules, they're saying, look, you've got to turn up once a week to do some work with us at our office. Yes, there's some other things you've got to do. There might be some programs you have to do and you need to turn up to those. But people say, you know, it's tough at first, but once I'm used to it, it actually made a difference for me, and that's what moved me towards work. So we believe that that's important. And the fact is, everyone in life has boundaries. Now, if you're looking for a job and you expect that you can live in a completely boundaryless environment one day and then move the next day to an environment with a range of boundaries, that's going to be a very, very tough challenge. And so our view is it's better to actually learn some of the boundaries along the way. So when you move into the workforce, it's much, much easier for you.
So is it your sense that there aren't many people who are in that category that we sometimes hear, they're just, you know, willfully unemployed? It's more likely that they've got just challenges they need help getting over.
Oh, absolutely. And our experience is, generally speaking, that there's a very small number of people who are willfully unemployed. And, you know, why anyone would want to live on the level of benefits they get, I don't know. Most of the people we work with is actually saying, we want to get out of this, we want to move beyond it, and we need some help to do it. Part of that help, whilst it can seem painful, is actually having some discipline around moving back to work. And so we've said that we think that's a good thing.
Well, that was Simon Smart talking with CEO of Mission Australia, Toby Hall.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.